Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about money. There's an age-old saying that goes that money can't buy happiness, and it's partly true. Some recent research suggests that money is positively correlated, so there's a relationship between more money and more happiness, but only up until a point. And that point is really, really important. That point is the means by which an individual is able to manage and obtain physical security. They're able to resource themselves and create some stability in their life, do some of the things that add to their well-being. Beyond that, the correlation between money and happiness stops. So the more money you add, happiness peaks and doesn't continue on no matter how much more money you add. So I'd like everyone to think about that for just a second. Think about the things that were related with that point where money and happiness are correlated. Sure, it's true that just about all of us probably would like to have a little bit more money, to be a little bit more comfortable, to do a few other things for ourselves. But it's also probably true that many of us are actually close to that point already, especially considering world standards in relation to resources and stability. And here's my first point this week is to consider whether desire itself, the desire for more, the desire for more money, may actually be a really, really important cause of unhappiness, stress, and anxiety in life as well. So this week's mind game is to make your money work for you. Firstly, think about how you actually understand money. And possibly, does this open up an opportunity to see money more as a means to an end rather than an end in and of itself? Because when you think about it, if you don't use it, if you don't give it value by using it, money's essentially meaningless. It has no value in life in and of itself, but it has value in what we're able to do with it. My second tip is to check materialism. Check your relationship with material items because material things don't always equate with happiness either. Sure, it's nice to have certain things, but there's a growing trend towards minimalism, towards having less things but actually enjoying them more. The reality is that the benefit that we get from things is the use that we're able to put them to, the value that they add to our life. If they don't, then they're just things. There's no inherent value in them of themselves. My third tip is to look at money as an opportunity to create experiences, whether that be enjoyable meals with family, traveling, purchases that inspire and connect, to enhance the value of money in your life in that way. It is really, really important to invest in ourselves. And that's one of the ways that we can use our relationship with money and allow that to work well for us rather than against us. So it's important that we enjoy what we have, maybe reduce stress and desire where we can, and experience more. And so these are tips that we can enjoy what we have, we can reduce stress and desire, and experience more out of life and get more out of our relationship with money. So, your money for nothing and your kicks for free this week with Mind Games.